Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hey, creepies, welcome to Middle-Aged Mini number 82. Nate is your sound engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. What's going on over here, Nate?
Nate's doing a victory lap already.
Award-winning or something like that.
Cheering himself up.
I'm cheering.
You're award-winning?
That's and the crowd goes wild. I don't know.
I didn't know this. Sean, did you know this?
I did, thanks to James. I have an award.
Well,
I am looking,
I am looking at the trophy.
So it's there. He's in all its glory.
I do have a trophy.
Well, I don't want to brag, but I did win my third fantasy football championship in 6 years.
Nicely done.
That's good. I get up in the morning, I piss excellence. So, you know, not only did my Georgia Bulldogs win, how did I get that in again? Georgia wins the national championship. I win fantasy football championship.
You said enough about it tonight.
Dominant. It's just all about dominance. How you guys doing?
Good.
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 Oh,
good.
Yeah.
Good. Good. Good.
Good.
Good.
Good. We're having a good night, right?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Good conversation. All laughing.
It's good.
Lots of laughing.
Lots of laughing.
Making fun of people. No, we don't make fun of people.
Shout outs.
At least not to their face.
Shout outs to lots of people.
Lots of shout outs. We love people, right? Right?
Mm-hmm.
We do.
We're supposed to.
But you know what? We love our creepies.
Mm-hmm.
And we are glad they're joining us for a middle age mini 82.
Oof.
Think about that.
That's getting up there.
Yeah, rolling along.
Rolling along. You know what? I think we should just get right to it.
Yeah.
Let's get to the fun topic.
I was thinking, Sean? Moving right along, Footloose and Fancy Free, right? The song
that didn't goes, they make a sequel to Footloose?
I don't know.
It was...
I think I was referencing Muppets, not Footloose, but
I said Footloose. Footlooser?
I
Devin Bacon I did. Popped in my head.
That's right.
Footlooser. That's what I did. All right, let's quit while we're behind.
That's right. So we are jumping right into a subject that is, it was unknown to me, and this is my choice. I actually saw this on somebody's page.
Oh.
And it is a haunt from Pittsburgh, PA. Mm-hmm. Okay. It's the Conjurer House.
Conjurer.
I believe I'm saying that correctly.
Okay.
The Conjurer House is a monumental part of Pittsburgh's haunted history. The terrifying story of what has been called the most haunted house in America, sure, would make one, it really is though, it's pretty dang haunted, would make one very dark and horrifying movie. Some parts of the legend seem to be larger than life. Is Conjurer House really filled with the tormented spirits of all those who tragically lost their lives within the walls? There was once a house in Pittsburgh, Manchester's neighborhood on the north side. It was known as the House the Devil Built, and is believed to be the most haunted house in the nation. Here we go. Nope, it is. Hands down, number one.
So the people lost their lives in the walls?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep, that's the story. Oh,
okay.
I don't know. Not that I know of.
That's weird.
In between the walls.
That's what it says, who tragically lost their lives within its walls.
You don't say.
It sounds like medieval torture or something, right?
Where does it mean?
That's what it says, too. Yeah,
in the rooms.
Entrapment. Yeah, I think you're correct.
You had me at the house the devil built,
right?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. I figured you'd like that.
I like it. I like it
a lot. Is that like a devil in the red, blue dress?
Yeah. With a devil with the blue dress on. So that's right.
So we got another little Pittsburgh shout out. Didn't we do Pittsburgh last week? Oh, yeah. We did.
We have so many Pittsburgh.
The Westinghouse. It is,
yeah. But Pittsburgh has a lot of haunted places.
Yeah, they do.
Mm-hmm.
According to legend, a man by the name of Charles Conjurer made a fortune in the South after the Civil War and made his way to Pittsburgh, PA. Pennsylvania, right? He built a beautiful mansion in the 1860s at 1129 Ridge Avenue. He lived in the house with his wife, Lydda, and their maid, Essie. Charles and the maid were having a secret affair until his wife overheard what was happening in 1871. She collected a knife, it says a knife and a meat cleaver, although I heard both in the story, and killed the two lovers. Mm. A friend of the Conjurer's found Lydda, or Lita, however you say that, days later in the home, rocking.
Could be Lita.
Lita. Maybe it's Lita. Days later in the home, rocking in a chair while she hummed lullabies to a severed head of the maid.
Oh.
Wow.
How have I gone 43 years and not heard these stories?
This needs to be a movie.
I think it is, actually. I don't know. It's crazy, isn't it? Now that's, and this is just the start of this house. That's the scary part.
That is the, yeah.
Right?
Dare I ask you to put this on the list?
I don't know if we would put this on the list.
You don't think we should? Oh, man.
I would like to visit it, maybe, possibly. It says the house remained uninhabited for about 20 years due to the horrific tales about the Conjurers. A railroad company purchased the home in 1892 and converted it into apartments for the rail workers. The workers complained of strange sounds and activities and refused to stay in the building. The house went back on the market. Then it got even weirder. It has like 5 stages to this crazy house, and that's just 2.
Yeah, this Dr. Adolf C.
Brunnrichter.
Purchased the home in 1900 upon his arrival in America. Dr. Brunnrichter was a recluse and never left the home or socialized with the neighbors.
What kind of doctor is that?
Very bad doctor.
A doctor of Lacusian.
He would have been forgotten entirely if it hadn't been for the night of August 12th, 1901. Write that down. I don't know why.
a night to remember.
The neighbors were startled by the sounds of a woman screaming, followed by an explosion of light from within the home. The police arrived and discovered the body of a woman missing her head. Dr. Brunnrichter was nowhere to be found, but the police uncovered a strange laboratory.
Laboratory
with the severed heads of 5 more women.
What's with the decapitation of this house?
House. Lose our heads here now.
Yeah. Right?
Calm down.
Notes.
5 heads are better than 1.
Yeah.
Put your heads together.
Notes found in the laboratory revealed that Dr. Brunnrichter had been performing experiments on the heads to keep them alive after decapitation.
Didn't work very well, did it?
Dr. Brunnrichter was never found. By 1927, a man was arrested in New York claiming to be Adolf Brunnrichter. The man was drunk and told police stories about his experiments in Pittsburgh, along with the locations of more bodies. Police searched the locations but were unable to find any bodies. The man was imprisoned and referred to as the Pittsburgh Spook Man.
That's good. That's good stuff.
By the newspapers. He was later deemed harmless and released from prison. He was never heard from again.
Jeez. Wow. 5 heads, you say?
5 heads.
That's a lot of heads.
That's getting ahead of head of the class.
Yeah, I almost said that. You know what? I've got something.
Don't
here.
Lose your head.
Yeah, don't. It says a different conjurer. Is that how you say it? Conjurer?
I think so.
Family is said to have lived
it's
in the house.
Not conjugal.
Wait a minute here. Yeah, okay. A different conjurer family is said to have lived in the house on Ridge Avenue back in the 1920s after the Dr. Adolf Brunnrichter debacle. Their daughter Marie tragically died after being sliced with glass from a window broken during an explosion of a nearby natural gas tank.
Wow.
Says at last, the legend of the Conjurer House was discounted after researchers failed to find any records of a Charles Conjurer, a Dr. Adolf Brunnrichter, or evidence that a railroad company ever owned the house on Ridge Avenue.
Boo.
I don't know. Says the house on Ridge Avenue, long considered America's most haunted house, was replaced by a stretch of road. Some of those who believe in the paranormal still believe Conjurer House's haunted past and tell stories of seeing apparitions walking along the side of the road where the house on Ridge Avenue once stood.
They really should make a movie out of this, like, truly. Thomas Edison comes into this, too. Edison's experience.
Oh, yeah.
The Conjurer House began to have a reputation for being inhabited by spirits and attracted those interested in psychic and supernatural phenomenon. Medium Julia Murray and inventor Thomas Edison were both believed to have visited the home in the 1920s. Murray was said to have detected a gruesome spirit that she believed had the potential to kill and power to travel beyond the house. Edison had traveled to the house while working on a device that would allow him to communicate with the spirit world. I think that's interesting that Edison actually did. He was looking into that. A lot of people don't think about that or look into him for that kind of technology. But he had a pretty broad scope of scientific endeavors, and the spiritual world was not beyond his interests, let's say it that way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think that's pretty crazy. But they say somebody in that experimentation, supposedly somebody became, in the stories anyway, became possessed and demonically possessed or whatever, and then they had to, like, that kind of put the kibosh on that.
The kibosh.
Oops, the kibosh.
Hmm. Regardless, because there's a lot of articles where people debunking the haunted, and a lot of the things that they say historically happened did, maybe did not happen. But they said either way, it's definitely a place to check out, and it's worth diving into as far as the, you know, so-called hauntings or who was there or who didn't show up. It's very interesting.
I mean, right.
It's definitely crazy.
Well, they said that what is it? Equitable Gas Company that purchased it, said they converted the home into apartments for the immigrant workers. The men living there, which was what we were talking about earlier, building heard demonic voices and discovered two of their fellow workers dead in the basement.
Oh.
It appeared as if the men had been murdered, but there was nowhere for a killer to escape. The other workers immediately moved out of the house. Like, see you later.
Yeah. I like the story. I mean, yeah. I think it's, I don't, you know, whatever.
Yeah, they said that same gas company in 1927, workers were attempting to repair a leak atop a massive natural gas storage tank.
Mm-hmm.
A giant flame erupted from the tank and sent the container into the air. The eruption sent debris and human remains everywhere. More tanks began to explode, creating more large fireballs. The smoke and destruction were visible for miles. The damage reached as far as East Liberty. The house at 1129 Ridge Avenue was only two blocks from the site of the explosion. The house itself was completely demolished, leaving only a large crater behind. Locals believe the house was transported back to hell.
Gosh, makes for a great story, though. So the facts, like you were talking about.
So we're not going here.
It doesn't sound like it.
But I have us booked for next week.
A lot of the quote-unquote facts, though, says the first recorded house built at 1129 Ridge Avenue was in the late 1800s. It was an average row house, typically of the working-class neighborhood. It was relocated. It said a mansion would have been quite unusual in Manchester, and the industrial neighborhood would have been undesirable for anyone building one. No record of Charles Wright or Lida Conjuler. Mm-hmm. Home was never used as a dormitory for immigrant workers, and there's no record of the Dr. Adolf Brunnrichter. So it just they looked into it and tried to research and couldn't find any of that stuff. Conjuler family did live at the 1129 Ridge Avenue during the 20s. Marie Conjuler was killed indirectly in the Equitable Gas Company blast in 27. The windows of the home did shatter, like you said, and did sever a main artery. So that really did happen. Her family remained in the home until it was demolished to make room for the highway. The Conjuler Mansion story has fascinated people for many years and has since grown into a famous ghost story. The true origins of the legend may never be known, but this story has become an important part of Pittsburgh's haunted history, whether it's true or not.
Yeah.
So I found it interesting because just researching into it, it was like, oh my gosh, these are fantastic stories. And it is. It's like, I've never heard any of these.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the severed head, the lady rocking with the severed head, the Lida Lida, yeah. Whatever. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy cool. No.
Have you ever heard of Troy Taylor? Author Troy Taylor. He's got a podcast. He's a famous paranormal author. pretty well known in the paranormal field. He has this website, americashauntings.com, and he has like five stories of what the the lore is. Mm-hmm. And then he goes into what the real story is. So he tells the legend, so-called legend, and then he gets into the real facts. The last paragraph, I'll just read that. Read this. He says, "There is an old saying that goes that truth is stranger than fiction. And in many ways, I would say that this is the case." Obviously talking about this house. "I would say that this is," I'm sorry, "however, not with every story in the tale of the haunted on Ridge, or on the house on Ridge Avenue, fiction was really much stranger than fact ever could be. And truth proved to be the undoing of the haunting of America's original most haunted house." Mm. Yeah. He's got five stories, and he starts with the legend, and then he goes into what the actual story is. So mm-hmm. that I guess so-called, you know, the debunks the lore and the
well,
legend.
Darn it.
So I know, but it's still
it's still fascinating.
It's still fascinating. I don't care.
Mm-hmm. I still like the way they intertwine or interweave Thomas Edison into the story one way or the other, and his device that could speak with spirits and that the afterlife.
Right.
It says, "In 1920, the famous scientist and inventor Thomas Edison came to study the house. Edison spoke of a machine that he was building to allow communication with the dead. Edison died before the mechanism was perfected," of course, right? This Weiner and Osborne wrote that Thomas Edison visited the house at 1129 Ridge Avenue. Apparently, this influenced his strong belief in the afterlife. I wanted to prove a couple things, right?
Some believe.
Some proof.
In the paranormal still, but I'm not reading this correctly. Some of those who believe in the paranormal still believe Conjurer House haunted past, and still believe in its haunted past, mm-hmm. and tell stories of seeing apparitions walking along the side of the road where the house once stood.
Hmm. Well,
so I guess there's still something to go and see. Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
If they're out for a stroll.
Can you imagine this all starting with a passionate affair? You know what I mean? Like, imagine being so mad and going so, like, insane or out of your head.
Insane in the membrane.
Insane mm-hmm. in the membrane, and then cutting off the membrane.
Yeah.
That's wild. But
yeah. It's still, as to use your word, Sean, fascinating.
Fascinating. Horrifying. Historical. Ties into the railroad.
Wiped out with explosions.
Yeah. I think it's got everything and anything, whether it's true or not.
The mad doctor.
How crazy can we get with this story?
Yeah.
I said, what kind of doctor are crazy. You? Yeah. Oh, I'm the kind that tries to keep severed heads alive.
Ooh.
Well, that sounds exciting. That's Maniac Mansion right there.
Maniac. Was he,
I keep saying that, but it's
Frankenstein's
true. Frankenstein's cousin. Frankenstein.
Yeah, that's right.
Doctor.
Do you guys have anything else this on the Conjurer House?
What more could we have?
Yeah.
I don't what know more if you would there even been write
pretty gruesome.
Movie. Yeah, it's
seriously, it is. It's way I can see out of the realm of Hollywood.
Seeing the lady rocking with a severed head,
singing lullabies. That's the really
bird.
Creepy. Yeah,
pretty bird.
We say that all the time. Pretty bird. I don't know. I don't know what to say about all this. It's kind of everywhere, and yeah. Got all kinds of stuff, right?
In between, right? Cray cray is what I'd say.
Nate? And the misfortune is there's nothing to actually go and investigate.
I know, and you can't, right.
Yeah.
Right. Just maybe what's seen around it that, yeah, used
the,
to be
the
there.
Stretch of highway, mm-hmm. right?
That's okay. That happens. That's okay. Poor Conjurer House.
Yeah, right?
once was, or wasn't. Nate, help us out, man.
Please.
That's time to sever the head off of this story.
Good.
That's a wrap.
Ooh,
yikes. It's an intense wrap.
Ouch.
It's just sudden.
Yes.
Yeah, sort of.
Well, you know what? I want to thank you for that, Nate. And I want to thank you, Creepies, for listening to the Middle Age Mini number 82 and our discussion on the Conjurer House. Until next time, we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
See ya.